Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
All right, cheers, kind of. We can't cheers until we actually open these. And Allie is going to teach us what she purchased for tonight's episode.
Okay, so I went to the Fresh Market, which is a place by Lakin's house.
It's not a new grocery store. It's actually a chain. I went to one in Delaware once when we went down to the beach down there, but it's new to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, so I figured they would have NA options, and I honestly couldn't find anything for the longest time, but then I finally did, and so we got these.
They have a huge liquor section, so I would assume they would have had an NA section.
It wasn't that much, though.
Interesting.
So, we got the Foni Negroni non-alcoholic cocktail. It has, on their website, it has 5 stars and 1,060 reviews.
But it's on their website, so they get to control what comes through, right?
But actually, so I spent like $12 on both of these.
That's pretty reasonable.
But for a 12-pack, it's $62.
Okay, so little bit less.
Yeah.
So it's about 5 and this one was about 6, so it's not that different.
I'm interested because it has so much good like things about it, and it's currently sold in a lot of restaurants.
Like, what do you mean by so many good things about it? It's literally like carbonated water, sugar, flavor, juice.
It's like gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, organic, and alcohol-free.
Okay. I'm nervous. I don't like a Negroni alcoholic, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm curious. It looks like some people did put it over ice, but let's just try it.
But it's definitely cold. It's been in the fridge for a while. The only reason we would need, like, if you put it over ice would be to dilute it a little, but. Okay, but are they twist tops or no? Okay, cheers.
Oh.
No. They're definitely not twist tops. The thing I brought. Handy dandy Sam's Keys with a bottle opener.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
It smells awful. That is the biggest waste of $12 in the entire world.
I don't hate it.
Oh. Really?
It does a really good job of tasting alcoholic, but not being alcoholic.
Yeah, no. It literally tastes like lighter fuel fluid.
I kind of like it.
Okay, great. You enjoy that. That's a 0 out of 10 for me. Ugh. All right. Wish I brought my water down here.
I've never had a Negroni.
I mean, maybe if you like a Negroni, it is a good NA option, but that's not for me.
Yeah, because it's very sweet at first, and then it's, like, super bitter.
Yeah, super. Like, lighter fluid bitter.
I like it.
All right, well, good for you. All right, I never actually said welcome to episode 52 of the Sisters Like Us podcast.
52! Sorry, I'm in a singing mood today.
Yeah, she's been singing all evening.
I sing all the time, but...
Oh, yeah, that's fair. It's only been a few days since we recorded, but I think I mentioned on the last episode that we're heading out of town, and so just based on schedules, this is the day that we could make it work, but it also works out because the Grammys was 2 days ago. Grammys were 2 days ago.
Grandma. Yeah, and it was really hard to, like, not text about it. Like, oh, my God, I have so much to say.
Well, let's go.
Should we just dive in?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's just, like, overall, like, what are your thoughts? Like...
Okay, so I feel like I need to start by saying I'm not a big award show person. Like, I don't sit and watch the Oscars. I don't sit and, like, I don't really care. Like, I'll look it up the next morning and see who won.
See, I'm, like, a big award show person.
Yeah. The Grammys are different, though, because it's basically a concert.
Yeah.
It's, like, a concert with some awards sprinkled in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I do like... the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's also always, though, award shows in general, like, way past my bedtime.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I did not stay up until the very end, and I still haven't been able to find Charlie XCX's performance on the internet.
It was outrageous.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
It was so cool. It was raining underwear.
All right. I would like to find it.
She was seeing guests, and it was raining underwear.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Okay, anywho. What about you? Overall thoughts. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Overall thoughts on,
you asked me my overall thoughts.
But, on the results is more what I meant.
Oh. Okay, so here's the other thing. I am not that into music in terms of new music.
So I used to not be into music. I feel like I said this, even at the beginning of recording. And, recently there's been so many artists that, I've really started to enjoy and have made me think of music differently. I used to watch the Grammys and have no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
And now, for album of the year, I knew every single album. I know these albums.
I think I've said this before too. I feel like when I used to drive, that is when I would listen to new music and learn music. Hi, Char. And now that I don't drive anywhere, I just don't listen to new music.
Yeah. Well, okay, so obviously, Sabrina won.
First off, I wanted to text you the second, her performance started. I mean, I know she wears, that light blue color all the time, but it was, perfect, cloud nine blue
vibes.
It was just,
oh my god, I loved her performance. I love her so much. And I love how Taylor Swift was, standing up and, singing.
I feel like that always happens.
Taylor Swift is just one of the most supportive, artists, ever.
Yes. Also, the tap dancing. Mm-hmm. I immediately Googled Sabrina Carpenter choreographer. The choreography was fantastic. The tapping was insane.
And it was funny. It was very her.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then she won, which was amazing.
And she won. Yeah, it was her first Grammy. And I literally cried because I feel like Sabrina Carpenter, it's just her music. I love it so much. To the point where I've told, you guys know, I waited 8 hours outside for to go see her and did not see her, and I was crying, bawling my eyes out, because it's just I've never appreciated music like I do now for her, and I'm just so proud of her, because I also grew up with her, we're the same age. I watched her on Disney Channel. It's just love her. So I mean, of all of the other albums, I'm so glad that Short and Sweet won something.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so it made sense that it won pop album to me, but I also don't, I can't, most of the things nominated, album-wise, I can't pretend I listened to the entire album.
No. Of the albums that were nominated, no, I haven't listened to every single song in every album. Right. But do I know the, main, for example, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather and Lunch, because those are, really common.
Yes.
But, that album is also jam-packed with, such great music.
I'm sure it is, because all I hear, all that's showing up on my social media is that she got snubbed. Yeah. And then
some people are oh, well, she has so many Grammys. And I'm like, it's not about, clearly not about
the number,
how many Grammys you have. Because if it was about how many Grammys you have, I just want to preface, disclaim, whatever. I am very sorry that you are a Beyonce, Cowboy Carter fan, but I actually think it is bananas that her album won, and I think it's...
First off, do you think it's bananas that she won country or album of the year? Both, okay.
I think, if you really dive deep into the situation... She literally just won because she's Beyonce. There's literally no other reason why.
You think so? I mean, first off, in terms of winning Best Country Album, I feel like I need to start there, because I actually do love country music. And do I think it is the most country album ever? And I did listen to every song of Cowboy Carter.
Okay.
When it came out, because I do love Beyonce. I've loved Beyonce since she was a Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
And I've danced to her songs, and I do love Beyonce. And I love country music. But it is country-ish, right?
And that's fine if it's country.
So I think putting it in that category of best country, people being mad that she won that, be mad with whatever the qualifications are to get into that category.
Yeah.
Because that's
I'm less mad about that.
Yeah, no. So that's where I want to start. Because that is it's on whoever gets to pick that it's in the country section, right? And to be honest, I don't listen to most new country. I'm very like old school Garth Brooks, Short Straight kind of country girl. And so I know who Kacey Musgraves is. I know like who those artists are, but I didn't listen to those albums. And so I don't know if they like artistically were better than Beyonce's, and Beyonce got to be in that category, and maybe she did have the best album in that category, right? So 13, did you hear that? 13,000 voters, people that work in the music industry, vote for the Grammys. It's not like a small subset of like 10 people who get to decide. 13,000 voters. So you know what?
There's just like all this stuff though about how like she like paid to win, and like because of the like Diddy lore, it's like,
well, that's fair. That whole conspiracy theory,
like Miley saying like, even if it's not you, I'm gonna say it's you, like,
oh yeah.
And like that's a whole other thing, like I'm not a big rap listener,
right,
so,
but,
like,
then, but the irony is she didn't win that one. That was Gaga and Bruno Mars.
No, it was Kendrick Lamar.
It was Kendrick Lamar, whatever. It was one Beyonce didn't actually win.
Yeah,
which is, so it's like,
she was in so many of the nominations.
But that's what I mean, is she didn't win all of them.
Yeah, I guess my thing is like, album of the year was what I was really upset about. Because it's like, you have so many like, that was the probably one of the most stacked, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the lineup of albums there was just insane.
And, like, I know, like, Taylor... Like, for example, when Fortnite came up for, like, anything, I was like, okay, Taylor, sit down. Like,
yeah, that's
you won, like, 3,000 things for that last year. We don't need to relive Fortnite. No one listens to Fortnite anyway. Anyways, no offense. But the Tortured Poets Society is such a great album.
Tortured Poets Department?
Did I just say society?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tortured Poets Department was such a great album. Do I think it deserved Album of the Year? No. But like,
so who do you think deserved that? Billie Eilish.
I think Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, or Chappell Roan. I'm glad Chappell won
Best New Artist.
Yeah. Her performance was incredible. The way everyone in the audience sang,
yes, when she
made
stopped.
Me cry, made me have chills.
Yeah,
I rewatched it. Like it yeah. is. It's just such a beautiful.
No, that
moment.
Gave me chills too. Was when they stopped, and then Shaboozy tried to do the same thing, and like nobody said the word, and I was like, "Oh, sir, that's unfortunate for you."
So that's the other thing, like Shaboozy, like what?
You can. My dad goes, you can tell he's auto-tuned. Like, his live performance was just not
but
it.
But like, what was going on there?
I know,
like,
the choreo was so rough.
Like, someone was like, "Oh, Shaboozy deserves something." I'm like, "Who the fuck is Shaboozy?"
And you know his one song.
And then Elisa's like, "Dude, you know him." I'm like, "Okay." And then he sings, and I'm like, "Oh."
I mean, I know that song.
Yeah, right? I know that song. Like, okay.
Yeah.
No,
I'm glad that
Dochi. What's her name? Dochi.
Yeah. Oh,
that was
that
so
performance
cool.
was so cool.
Yeah, she also really deserved that.
Yeah.
And I know Charli XCX got like 3 other Grammys that just like weren't on the.
Yeah, she got Best Electronic Album.
Yeah, weren't on like the main thing. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter also got another Grammy. I think it was
Pop Song.
Pop Song mm-hmm. Espresso. Yeah, I just think, but Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift got nothing.
Right. Which again. You know, the pod knows, I didn't love Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, right, yeah.
There's, like, 3 songs on there that I like.
I feel less, I'm just, like, more upset about Billie Eilish yeah. because, like, if you had asked me last year also, I was not a Billie listener. Like, her style of music didn't
yeah,
appeal
my,
to me.
It's not my vibe.
I would never go to listen to it, but this album I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just, like...
She looked so sad.
Yeah, she was crying.
When Beyonce won, yeah, that was heartbreaking.
I also think it's, like, kind of interesting how, like, Ariana Grande doesn't go.
Yeah.
She hasn't gone for 5 years.
Yeah, why?
I think there's certain artists that don't, not, like, don't believe in it, but, like, don't...
Trust it.
Like,
well, they kind of talked about that.
Like, when Lana Del Rey was nominated, like, a couple years ago and lost, she hasn't been back. Like, I think Ariana Grande was kind of just, like, I'm not expecting to win. I mean, she put out a great album for everything else that she was doing this year. So
right,
like,
it was nominated.
But...
Well, and I guess I feel like that's being supportive, right? And, like, when it comes to celebrities, we don't really know them. right? We're making assumptions, and right, like Taylor standing and dancing to Sabrina's performance is like, she's giving off the vibe that she's super genuine and she's super into the performance and like is just supporting her. And then she did look genuinely happy when Sabrina won Best Pop Album. And my dad and I were like, is that genuine? I don't know. And so Ariana gives me vibes, especially in all the zillions of Wicked interviews I've watched, that she would be like a supportive
person. I don't know. I think it might just be something deeper that like we just like, as the normal folk, don't understand what's going on. But
especially like her new BFF Cynthia was performing, like, come on.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. I love how her and Taylor Swift were sharing a seat.
I know, that was cute.
That was so cute.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Grammys, someone said, what's your view on Beyonce's win from a San Antonio native perspective?
I mean, I feel like I kind of already commented on that. I feel like, I don't know if being from San Antonio has anything to do with it other than just I like country. And do I think it was the most country album? No. But I then started to like Google back to when Taylor was still being nominated for country things or in the CMAs when she had already kind of transitioned. And it's almost just like the opposite, right? Debut is country. And then Fearless is like, it's country pop or pop country, right? And then it's like, when does she transition over? And then this is like the opposite for Beyonce, right? And it's like, I don't know, whoever gets to decide that it gets to be in that category, and was it the best? Is she gonna win, or did she win a CMA? I doubt it. Like,
yeah. Like, I know that you did, but like, respectfully, like, who listens to that album? Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, and Lindsay said thoughts on Beyonce winning, and then Sabrina Carpenter also announced Short and Sweet Deluxe.
Yes.
Which I'm so excited.
I didn't
about.
Click on it and see what that means. So what can you tell
She's
me?
She's adding songs to the album.
Can you do that?
It'll just create like a new album with added songs. It's like the same thing as like there was like the first half of like the Tortured Poets and then
right, but they came out like at the same time ish.
Yeah, I mean, people do it all the time.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy that it's happening. Like, I guess she was waiting till after the Grammy.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then what about Kanye and his naked wife?
Wife?
Yeah.
They got married?
I think so. Guys, I'd be so honest, like, I do not pay attention to that lore either.
No,
like,
I know nothing.
I'm not a Kardashian person. I'm not, like, a Kanye. Like, I just, like, don't understand that life.
Me either.
Like, the but only she literally showed up, like, in
a sheer dress. Yeah.
It wasn't even a dress. It was just.
It was, like, yeah. But every picture I've seen, has, like, black on.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, please let me know.
No. That's just, like, I want to be in pictures.
That's my thoughts. I was not happy I stayed up till almost 11 p.m. to hear that.
Yeah.
But
that was part of the reason why I went to bed. I was like, I missed the Alicia Keys,
award.
Who gave it to her award. Yeah. I don't know why my brain is not working. And then, Charlie XCX and that announcement. I went to bed before those things, but
yeah.
It was easily Googleable the next day.
Yeah.
And I also wonder, going back a little bit to like Taylor and Billie getting nothing, is like, how important is winning something like a Grammy versus like just the dollar bills?
But for me, my mindset is like, is it winning the Grammy or is it losing it, or is it losing against someone else? Like,
okay, well, so first off, that's a great point. I think they're two different things, right? Like, do you care if you got the award versus if your album freaking crushed it financially? But then, yes, are you going to remember forever that your album lost to Beyonce's country album?
Yes, I would remember that forever.
That sucks.
And I saw, like, this post that someone did of, like, all of the lyrics and all of the other albums, like, all the songs, and then, like, the lyrics of, like, Beyonce's songs are just, like, ooh, yeah, like, there's, like, nothing, no, like, substance to them at all.
So then I think it comes down to what do the voters want? Or the people that are voting on these 13,000 Grammy voters?
It's a pity vote.
But why Beyonce and not Taylor? Because I feel like Taylor Swift, if anything, has more hype.
No. Taylor Swift definitely has more hype. People do not listen to Beyonce the way they used to.
That's why you're saying it's a pity vote.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Or like, but like, I mean, my mindset was like, oh, it's Beyonce, so it's like, it's literally just because it's Beyonce. But again, we're not educated in this pity thing.
And, yeah.
And every single person I've talked to about that, they're like, well, understand that, and then you can understand. Like, that's where the pity vote comes
from. Sure, sure, sure. But even that whole situation, nobody knows all the details.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody knows all of the behind the scenes. So it's hard to say. Yeah. I mean, it sucks. I'd like to think that that shit like this, like awards and whatever, are not, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, twisted or, you know, somebody can buy something rigged. Yes. Like, I'd like to think that they're not, that they are just, you know.
I don't know. I'm excited for the Oscars, Academy Awards.
When are they?
March 5th?
They're always... March 2nd is a Sunday.
March 2nd.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'm very excited for that.
I feel like I could say I'm excited, but I've seen, like, one of the movies that's been nominated for
sure. I think that's another reason why I'm excited this year is because I've watched, like, all of them.
Yeah. We talked about the Oscars a little bit at dinner. I went to dinner with Mom and Mark and Parker last night.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Oscars, and Parker's also seen, like, a lot of the nominations this year, and I was like, nope, I've seen Wicked.
Yeah. Like, I've seen Wicked, I've seen Anora, I've seen The Substance, I've seen...
Dune.
I've seen The Complete Unknown. I've seen...
The one I do want to see is The Nickel Boys, because I read that book.
Have not seen that. I haven't seen Conclave. I haven't... There's, like, a couple that, like, I just, like, don't really care to see, but I have seen, like...
A good chunk. Yeah. It's exciting.
It's so interesting, like, as someone who really likes movies, to kind of go back, like, to look, like, watch the nominations, because you're just like, what made that movie so stand out compared to, like, other films? Like, I, for example, like, Anora. Like, I was just like, what an interesting film that was, but, like, why is that an Academy
nominee?
Like, yeah.
Well, that's what Parker and I were talking about, because especially in the category of Best Picture, because there's not a set number, right? It's not like 8 films get nominated for Best Picture. Like, some years it's 7 and some years it's 10, and it's like not consistent. And so then it feels like, well, why? Like, he was saying, he was like, I don't understand why The Substance is nominated for Best Picture.
Well, so that was the other thing. It's like, Substance is... So I could answer that, because I think The Substance, I watched it and I was like, I literally never want to watch that again. That's how I felt. Like, it was so disturbing. It was so weird. The ending was just like, you were just like, what the fuck am I watching? Literally, what the fuck am I watching? But I think that's like the point, right? Yeah. Like, is you want something that, like, I will never forget that movie. I like, it's like Saltburn, which I've talked about before. Like, I'll never forget Saltburn. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess that's fair. All right. What else did you want to chat about tonight? I came very...
Oh my God, you sound like my therapist. That's exactly what she says. She goes, okay, all right. What else do you want to chat about today?
I came very ill-prepared. I have no makeup. I am very much in sweatpants. I just...
Well, I started reading Onyx Storm.
I have not yet. Mm. I just can't. We just haven't had time. I've heard the beginning is rough.
It's not rough. I mean, you, like...
I've heard you're, like, really confused. That you're like, am I reading the same series?
Well, watch what I sent you. Because...
Well, I think at this point, because I've waited so long... So, if you haven't heard us, we talk about it. We loved Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. And we both read it last year. And the third one came out, like, the 20-whatever. Like, the week before we were moving. And... I pretty much knew, like, there was just not going to be time for it to happen. And then when this trip got thrown in, I was like, okay, there's really not time for me to read. But I was really nervous about seeing spoilers. And people have been so good. Like, if somebody wants to talk about it on social media, they put up a spoiler alert. They're like, do not watch, do not swipe, whatever, which is great. So since I've now, we're a couple of weeks in, and I've avoided spoilers, I kind of want to reread Fourth Wing and Iron Flame before I read it, because I feel like I sped read those. I feel like I was so enthralled that I just wanted to get through to know what was going to happen, that I definitely missed elements of it.
Yeah, I don't want to reread that.
Okay, well.
Because, like, no thanks.
I feel like you're also not a big rereader.
I'm not.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah. I'm not. Definitely not.
Does that extend to other forms of media as well? No, it doesn't, because you rewatch TV shows all the time.
Yeah.
Because so Sam is very anti-rewatching TV shows and movies. He's like, there's so much great content out there. There is no need to rewatch the same TV show or the same movie ever.
Yeah. Why is it that, like, our... Like, I feel, like, internally, like, guilty sometimes when I watch the same movie. I'm like...
Yeah,
like,
because there's so many other things to watch.
Yeah.
As I rewatch Gossip Girl for the millionth time right now.
Yeah, I rewatch that once a year.
Anyway, so you started Onyx Storm.
I started Onyx Storm. I'm like, it's like... I actually would, like, disagree. Like, it's... I'm kind of moving pretty quick. I'm already at, like, 15%. Mm-hmm. Like, which isn't, like, a lot, but, like,
well, it's a giant book.
Yeah, I'm, like, moving.
And when you're reading one of those big books on Kindle, you don't realize how big it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember...
God, Iron Flame, oh my God.
Yeah, just look at it. Look how big it is.
It never effing stopped.
It's a large book.
Iron Flame was not that good.
Oh. Well, that's... Everybody I've heard says that they would put, like, if they rank them... like a non-spoiler ranking, they would put Fourth Wing, Onyx Storm, Iron Flame.
Yeah. Like, Iron Flame was very much giving, like, Allegiant of, like,
the Divergent series.
But, no, yeah. I mean, I think since I watched, like, a 9-minute recap of someone and I was like, wow. I didn't even know how Bazganath was pronounced.
Well, that's a situation of reading a fantasy book. I mispronounced Hermione's name for the first until the
Hermione?
Yeah. Hermoine. No, Hermoine. I have a slight dyslexia where I will sometimes switch letters around. So
really? Mm-hmm. You have dyslexia?
It's mom refuses to diagnose it, but like again, I read it as Hermoine, not Hermione. Like it's O-I-O-N-E, but I read it O-I-N-E.
That's funny.
Until the first movie came out.
That's actually really funny.
It's not funny.
It is really funny.
It's not. So yeah, I am sure there's a fuck ton of things in those books that I am absolutely not pronouncing the
like
way.
Riddick? Like Riddick?
Riddick?
Riddick? Yeah.
I think it's Riddick.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I will say there's a lot of like names that I'm like.
But then, well then here. So when I struggled a lot to get through the first ACOTAR book, somebody was like, I forget what it's called, where you like listen to the audiobook and you read the word, physical words at the same time. And that it really helps you, like, why are you looking at me like that? You don't like audiobooks in general, so.
No.
That's fine, whatever. It really worked for me to get through the first one. And then I continued it for the second one, but the second one, the narrator changed. And one of the like main characters, no, was it between 1 and 2 or 2 and 3? They started pronouncing it differently.
Oh,
that's... And I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's not...
Like, And I don't know if it was, like, the first person did it wrong, and then the author was like, actually, it's this, or if, like, the second person was just fucking it up. I don't know. But it was bothered me a lot.
Well, yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is already my third book this year, so, you know. Rising on up. I was talking to my friend the other night and she was like, I've been hibernating. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like, why haven't you like come out? Like whatever. She's like, I read 13 books this year.
Oh my God.
And I go, she goes, yeah, you can do the math. That's 3 a week. And I'm like,
wow.
That
is hibernating.
Like, whew, like, I don't think I could do that. Like,
oh, I totally could. I 100% could. But life.
Yeah.
What else? Did anybody else submit things? I didn't realize you were going to post a question box. I thought we decided we were going to do that once a month.
Yeah, I know, but I was
you just... posted one 2 days later.
Yeah, I was just kind of like... I don't think there was anything else.
I need to bring like a fidget toy. Didn't you say you were trying new products from Sephora?
Oh, yeah. I got the new Rare Beauty Liquid Contour. I don't know how I feel about it. I thought it was going to be super pigmented, like the blushes.
Right.
And it was, but it like didn't blend as nicely as I thought it would. I don't know. I'm wearing it. But, yeah.
I can't really tell.
Yeah. So, I think I liked it. I'm not really sure. I got a new like brush. Why are brushes so expensive?
They really are, especially at Sephora.
And like shitty ones are shitty.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think the Real Technique ones are good. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't think I like them.
Oh, I do. I think that they don't last as long as a nice brush, but I think that they out of the gate are good. And so you have to decide like when it's time to replace them. Is it worth the less expensive cost?
Do you wash your brushes?
Oh, yeah. You don't, and your skin is still that beautiful. If I notice if I'm not washing my makeup brushes, my face will, I can tell.
I like watched Elise wash them the other day and Sydney Wade, and I was like,
wow, Allie, I have a lot to teach you.
Do you?
About life, yeah. Washing your makeup brushes. Remember, I already taught you about using sunscreen.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. I always use sunscreen now.
Yes, it's literally the number one thing that you can do to keep your skin looking youthful. But in general, that conversation about like buying something of higher quality and it lasting longer versus buying something of lower quality and expecting that you have to replace it more often mm-hmm. is something I'm very much struggling with in a new house.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things to buy and I'm like, okay, well, do we buy the really nice one and then anticipate that it's going to be a long time before we have to replace it? Or do we, you know, because there's so much shit to buy, do we buy the less expensive one?
I think definitely the more expensive.
Just adds up fast.
Oh, yeah. But then, like, it's like planning a wedding. Like, it adds up really fast and you're kind of in a lull. Mm-hmm. You, like, pay all those deposits and then you're kind of like, okay. And then you're like, oh, shit. And then you're like, well, just gotta keep chugging along.
And then you're just done?
Yeah, and then you just sit in it. And pay it off someday.
I think that works in theory, unless you buy a 30-year-old house that needs a lot of renovations.
Yeah, but you're already in like good shape.
Yeah, but like the big projects, like the kitchen and the bathrooms, like it's expensive.
Yeah, that's fair.
We also don't have to do it tomorrow. Like they work and they're clean.
Yeah.
So.
Wait. Let me go back to the Grammys for a sec.
Oh, eBay.
Benson Boone.
Okay, so, my dad saw him at ACL.
Yeah, I know. He told me about, so I knew about Benson Boone a little bit. And then when your dad told me that story of him watching his performance.
When did he tell you that story?
This week? No.
Oh, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like he reminds me, like he's like the Freddie Mercury mm-hmm. of our generation. And he's like, yeah, his performance was so good. Like I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah. So is my dad and my stepmom.
And I love his music. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, the performance and
like,
quality.
Like, Dario, like, my piano man, was like, what are you listening to these days? And I'm like, honestly, like, Benson Boone, like, Teddy Sims, like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, Teddy Sims...
Love him.
That his performance was... The whole lineup, with the exception, maybe, of Shibuzi, of that, like, of that new artist.
And I love Ray. I love Ray.
Yeah, that, like, the new artist, when they all, like, went back to back.
That was
awesome.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
I loved when he was just, like, sitting there and was, and like, just, I was like, and then, like, fucking Heidi Klum and, like
taking his, and, yeah, his clothes off.
And,
yeah, who else was sitting right there? I don't even remember now.
Wait. No. Don't let me, don't do this to me.
It's not that deep.
No, it is.
No,
it is.
Jeez, Allie.
Nikki Glaser. Oh, I don't, yeah. Like, I was going to lose my mind if I didn't say that.
Okay, great.
So, anyways.
So, what are you up to this weekend while we're headed to Texas?
I have Galentine's Day brunch on Saturday.
Where? What was that?
At my friend's house.
Oh, okay.
Which will be really funsy and cute.
Cool.
And Sunday, I believe I'm also going to my friend's house for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. The Super Bowl is this weekend.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm going to dinner with Leslie for restaurant
week. That's right. That's why we're here right now.
Yeah. Correct.
Are you cheering for Taylor Swift or the Birds?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I literally do not care at all.
That's fair.
But probably the Eagles. I don't know. I don't care.
And remember when you claimed yourself as a Cowboys fan this season? Was that to being a Cowboys fan or to this shit?
No, I just smelled it.
It smells bad. It smells like lighter fluid. Yeah. Gasoline. I don't know. It's gross. It's terrible. Okay, so if you're a Cowboys fan, you cannot cheer for the Eagles ever.
Yeah, I'll probably cheer for the Chiefs. I literally do not care.
No, I'm just, yeah, that's, it's like
food and vibes is what I go for.
That's fair. I also like would like everybody to lose. I don't want either of them to win. I feel you, but
yeah.
Both teams have a Longhorn, so at the end of the day, a Longhorn will be getting a ring, which is cool.
Come horns. Come horns. And my favorite thing to do at the bar when I see people with Texas wearings.
Where are you going with this?
I just like love pretending that I'm a football fan. I'm so good at it.
At faking it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I love, like, because you guys talk about it, and then I think I've talked about this on, maybe
yes,
on
the you pod. Have. You, like, told somebody, you were like, yeah, they're ranked number, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that game last night. Crazy.
Well, so we're just going to have to transition that into, like, actually being a fan. Like, maybe next year you'll actually, like, watch the Texas
like,
game.
Like, this, so like, cute guy walks by with a Longhorns hat, and I'm like, hey, go Texas. Like, and they're like, hey, like, I'm like, don't ask me any questions.
I think it's also could be cute if you like admit, like, you know, my sister and brother-in-law went there, but I don't know shit.
Yeah.
I think somebody would find that endearing.
You know what we should add to this podcast?
Remember we were going to try to find like a weekly segment?
What if we just like go through my Hinge every time? We just like screen record and like put it up and we're like, okay.
I mean, that's so unfair to the gentleman involved in this game, but that would be hilarious.
I thought about that the other day, and I'm like, oh, that would be so funny.
It would be so funny.
But what if we just, no, because you can't really, like, hide the information.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like it would not be that entertaining for people to just watch us reacting without seeing the stuff. Yeah,
no, it wouldn't be.
The way we could do it, and maybe we do it as, like, a bonus or something that's not, like, the actual episode, but... Because we would need to be not sober, I feel like, for this to be fun.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be a night we
do. I mean, I did it sober yesterday with my roommate.
Well, anyway. Like, you pulled your Hinge up on the TV?
No, but I've done that before. Okay.
So, I think what we could do, again, you're not going to share names or faces. But if we're scrolling or swiping and there's something funny, like someone has a line that we are either making fun of or we like... We could screenshot and pop up the, like, line. You know what I mean? Like, somebody has in their bio. Mm-hmm. Or if they have, like, a funny picture, we could pop up the funny picture and just blur out their face.
Yeah. Or we could just expose them.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Is that, like, a liability?
If they found it, potentially. I mean, if we, like, are talking shit, they could be, like, libel or whatever those things are.
I just, like... You guys don't even understand how funny my Hinge likes are sometimes. Like, I'm just like what? Oh my god.
We're starting now.
This is my couple. Like, that's my wedding.
And so it's one of those groomsmen.
Yeah, it's him. But, like, that's Colin. Or not Colin. Wait.
It doesn't matter, but that's hilarious.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's weird.
I mean, it's a wedding that already happened. I don't think it's that weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember when we were going to try to do like a segment?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the options were.
Well, it was like, you know, you're 24 when.
Yeah. You know, you're in your 20s when, you know, you're in your 30s when.
I get really excited about overnight oats.
That's cute. I don't know.
And I just like purchased like a workout, a bag to literally just take to Core Power.
These sound like things that would be, well, yeah, that's like you're in your 20s. That's like, tell me you don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I know, but like the things that I like spend my money on compared to the things that you spend your money on.
Valid.
like the things that I bought this week versus you. That would not be another funny segment. Like, what did we buy this week?
So many things all the time, always. It's Tuesday.
Although I think I've placed like 4 Amazon orders in the last like 24 hours.
Well, sometimes like this is so bad. Sometimes I'm just like on the couch and I'm like, and then I just like go on Amazon and I'm like boop, 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 boop. Boop. Like.
And then you're like complaining about paying for Ubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ubers are different.
Than unnecessary things on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I also really love to not support Amazon, but it's so fucking hard. Like, I needed printer ink yesterday, and there's nowhere that I can walk. Maybe the small Targets would have had it, maybe, but I don't know if the small city Targets.
Even Walgreens would have printer ink.
That's probably true. But then here's the other problem. And my dad and I just talked about this too, because there was a book that he wanted. And at Barnes & Noble, it was $32. And on Amazon, it was $16.99.
See, but I, as someone who doesn't, like, I want it now. So I would get it for $32.
Versus wait 24 hours? Like, you can be here tomorrow for $17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you can go to the store now for $32.
Correct.
Yeah, so my dad was like, Noah, it'll be here tomorrow for $17. And so I wonder, but the printer ink was like same day. Like, it got here at 8 p.m. last night. Mm-hmm. And I ordered it at like 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's good then.
And so I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Maybe Walgreens would have had it, but I wonder how much it would have been in compared to what I spent on Amazon.
Yeah, that is true.
And again, when it's same day like that, it's like, okay, I could wait.
I feel like sometimes it says that, though, and then it's, like, not same day. It's, like, now I'm right.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm taking this off from my junk journal.
Okay. You could use this.
Oh, my God. Did you guys know I started a junk journal?
Hold on. I have one more thing on this other comment, and then we can move on to that. So, it's also about time, right? Like, sure. Could I have maybe put on my coat and walked to Walgreens and gotten it and spent whatever, however long to go do that? Or I spent 2 seconds, and I ordered it, and it was there a couple hours later. You know, and I wasted no time. And time is valuable. So.
That's fair.
Anyway. Okay. Allie started a junk journal.
Yeah. Which is basically just putting junk in a journal.
So things like this.
Yeah. But like also. Cool, though. Also like receipts. And like I have this little Sprocket printer. So like I can just print from my phone these little like pictures. It'll just are stickers. And I like it. And it's fun.
That's so cute.
Sometimes I forget about it, though, and then start throwing things away. And I'm like, oh, shit, I should have kept that. Like, my Sephora bag would have been a cute background.
Mm.
You know?
I'm sure you'll be back at Sephora soon.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Allie and her roommate went to Sephora, and her roommate was like, yeah, I knew the exact 2 things that I needed, and I went in, and I bought them. Allie went in and just...
No. She did not.
That's what she said.
Oh, well, she also went back yesterday and had to replace one of the things and also did not walk out with just that. So,
fake! Well, when I saw her on Sunday, that is what she said. And that was accurate as of that time.
Hmm. But then she also didn't tell you how we went to Ulta on the way home. And,
We were proud of you for a second there.
So,
all right, I am ready to get into my bed.
Yeah, it's late, y'all. It's 8:09. I mean, I go to bed early too. Hey guys, follow us on TikTok, follow us on Instagram, give us a like, give us a shout out, give us a comment if you listened all the way to the
emoji thing. Remember if you listen all the way to the end to comment with an emoji.
Microphone.
For the Grammys. Okay.
Or no, how about the pony? The pony for Pink Pony Club. Comment with the little carousel pony. If you can find it.
Yeah, that one's hard to find. I feel like I did this all through Vlogmas where I did like an emoji at the end of it. And some of them people were like, I can't find that emoji.
Well, if you can't, then just do the horse. But I would prefer the pony. The pony carousel.
The pony carousel emoji. On YouTube, like and subscribe. And on other platforms, rate and review. We would really appreciate it. And
never buy this.
Never ever buy or order the phony Negroni at a restaurant unless you like to drink lighter fluid. Next week we will have something more delicious and
alcoholic.
Likely alcoholic because it won't be a Tuesday. Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello?
Struggling?
Thanks so much.
Yeah, if you are in a little bit.